It is 7:15 on a Thursday morning here on 2SER Breakfast. You're with Mitch. How are you doing? It is time for I Can't Believe It's Not News, the wonderful Nick Healy from Sunday Breakfast. Check him out at 7 a.m. right here on 2SER on a Sunday morning. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Now, what's been making non-news this week, my friend?
Well, look, you know, if you enjoy or even somehow understand just anything about American football, which I do not, odds on you're probably one of the nearly 112 million people who watched the 50th Super Bowl on Monday. That figure, which, just to be clear, is over 4.5 times the population of Australia, is why Super Bowl advertising is such a big deal for companies. Mm. It's basically their brand smashed in the faces of a stupefied and presumably drunk captive audience.
Yeah.
So companies pony up around about a cool $5 million for a 30-second spot, which clearly makes a lot of money for CBS, who broadcast the Super Bowl. Mm. And just in the interests of full transparency, I'm employed by CBS in my day job. So anywho, if you're in Australia, you might think you'd have been spared from watching ads that have absolutely no relevance to you whatsoever, but you weren't, were you? You weren't, because media outlets, and some of them that weren't Adweek, some of them very normal media outlets, decided that the advertising was big, big news. So we had the Australian telling us to watch the best ads right here. The telly had the strange decency to actually joke about the game that's played between ad breaks, and the rest of the Australian media mob got snarky about the fact that an Aussie filmmaker was responsible for an ad for chips that people seemed to find disgusting. Nearly everyone, I take that back, sorry, the West Australian newspaper was very bullish and gung-ho about the ad, possibly for the fact that the director's from Perth.
All right.
Yeah. These companies paid really good money for these. I mean, let's be honest, one of these ads is actually more money than the Office for Women gets in funding for an entire year.
Oh, that's terrible.
The media does not need to offer these guys freebies with extra coverage because it's not news.
It's not news. It's such a sad state of affairs. It was such a hyper-capitalist world that's a bigger story than the actual sport, which is boring as it is.
It's the ads too. It's not like, oh, did you see the trailer for the new movie, which might almost be forgivable. It's did you see the ad for the car, you know, the one with the guy.
And I mean, I don't know, I'm no like philosopher or anything like that, Nick, but
oh, you're selling yourself short, Mitch.
Is it only becoming bigger and bigger, the ads, because we keep talking about it? If everyone just stopped talking about it,
we're going for the Simpsons, just don't look?
Yeah, pretty much. That's my argument.
Well, if you can stop looking, I'll be very impressed, because it will be everywhere. If someone could beam ads directly into your dreams, we will soon.
That's
trust me.
Around the corner, I reckon. All right, the next non-news item this morning.
Are you a Telstra customer?
No.
Oh, well, lucky you. look, the Telstra outage this week, which only happened a day or two ago, was a big, big deal. Do not get me wrong. The largest telco of the country losing voice and data for connectivity for a few hours is massive, even if the average person probably only had an interrupt of about half an hour, or maybe even, as one person said, 8 minutes. But of course, explaining how cascading node failures can happen is hard and boring. So rather than actually report the news, mainstream outlets fell back on one of my least favourite story styles, Twitter reacts. Look, basically what you do is you vaguely wave your hand near the actual story, indicating that you're aware that there is one, then crack open a line like, disgruntled customers took to social media to voice their complaints, and then just embed tweets and pretend you've never heard of BuzzFeed. So I'm feeling really qualified to comment on this today because one of my own waggish Twitter quips was featured in two articles, one from Fairfax and one from News.
Congratulations.
Though in fairness to both of those outlets, they actually had other articles that were more technically driven around what the thing was. There is a time and a place for the vox populi to be heard, and like it or lump it, the voice of the people these days tends to be an inchoate yawp of digital incomprehension. And while I appreciate the extra exposure, allow me to reassure people that my bad jokes about bad tequila are not news and should not be in news stories.
I love the word yawp. That's a great word. Yeah, what I found most amazing about this, sure, it's inconvenient and like there was some business concerns to it as well, but like for the most part, people were just complaining that they couldn't text or couldn't go online and stuff.
People had gone to Twitter to complain about not getting on Twitter.
That doesn't make sense. Come on, people. It shows how much we rely on these devices in our modern day lives.
Well, the fact that every Telstra customer gets a free data day on Sunday now. Your data will just be absolutely free for the whole day.
Wow.
That is entitlement gone wrong. Your half an hour of interrupt is not worth you tethering a phone and downloading everything for 24 hours.
YouTube forever. All right, there you go. And what last non-news item this week, sir?
Look, I may have lost my sunny disposition this week for some reason, Mitch, because I was trying to cheer myself up by reading some of the stream of consciousness beat poetry that masks around his headlines on the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
And I read this, and this is the full headline. Mm-hmm. Bear in mind, Daily Mail. Okay. Beautiful headlines. Yep. Gorgeous. I felt she was proud of me. Mother reveals she felt an emotional connection with an orangutan after it gave her a nod while she was breastfeeding at the zoo.
What?
Apparently, a mother was breastfeeding her son at Melbourne Zoo when two orangutans came over and watched in amazement, and then an elder female orangutan gave her a nod, which Elizabeth thought was indicating that the orangutan was proud of her. Now, let's ignore the fact that this appears on the main page of the fourth most read news site in Australia, and let's ignore the fact that anthropomorphizing animals by assuming they have amazed facial expressions is idiotic in the extreme, and even ignoring the fact that there are human cultures that don't nod to indicate approval or positivity, let alone working on the bloody idea that an orangutan is going to be nodding away at a woman like Mad Max at the end of Fury Road. I mean, why not offer a wink and a thumbs up? I mean, ignoring all of that, the true horror here is that the Mail was reporting on this story using ABC Radio as a source. It wasn't a Mail story. It was an ABC story that the Mail had found and gone crazy for. Nodding primate spuriously offering purported support for the breastfeeding lobby is, and I find it really hard to believe that we actually have to clarify this, not news.
Some beautiful interspecies understanding in that one. Okay, wow, that one's just too non-news to even talk about. What's one important story getting lost in the wash, sir, instead?
Tony Abbott, the other Liberals, and the adventures of the fake Rolexes. This is just amazing. Tony Abbott, Stuart Robert, and Ian McFarlane were given $250,000 worth of watches by a Chinese instant noodle billionaire. Just love that as well.
Good market.
They didn't declare them because they, quote-unquote, assumed they were fake.
That's incredible.
Ignoring the fact that there's some casual racism there that the Chinese guy is going to give you a knockoff Rolex.
Yep.
It was at a proper dinner. This guy was clearly a very wealthy man. There was an immense amount of watches. Apparently there were watches for Abbott's wife, Robert's wife, not Peter Credlin. That's mentioned specifically. Ooh. That Peter Credlin did not get a watch.
Ouch.
And they just never declared them.
I love it. I love that because they started wearing them as well as a joke. What I love about this is like, oh, God, let's all wear them, guys. Yeah. Like it's some big joke.
That's really offensive. I mean, Barry O'Farrell goes home for a not actually particularly nice 1959 bottle of Grange, but these guys have $250,000 worth of Halt horology strapped to their wrists.
It boggles the mind. It boggles the mind. That's one important story you should be hearing a lot about instead, especially with the whole declaration of gift and that sort of stuff.
It's a very big deal, and Abbott always prided himself on declaring everything.
Mm. All right, well, it's probably got some more miles to run, that story for sure. But Nick Hill, you can check him at 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning here on 2SER 107.3. Thank you very much, sir.
Always a pleasure.